Okay, we are in the Chof Dalet Amid Aleph, and we are about 15 lines down in the wide lines, four words in Elazar Ish Birsa. The Gemara says, Elazar Ish Birsa, kad havi chazilei gabay tztaka havi tashminei. So there was a tzaddik, someone who was a Mefazer Ma'isim Letztaka. He would give his money away to Tztaka, and he was called Elazar Ish Birsa. And when the Gavoy Tztaka would see him, Havu Toshu Minei, they would hide from him. Why? To Chol Maida Havi Gavay Yavu Lehu. Because whatever he would have, he would give to Tztaka. Toshu Minei, what he would give to, one day they went to the shuk lemizvan. He went to the shuk lemizvan nadunya lebrasi. He went to the shuk to acquire something as a nadunya for his daughter, to marry off his daughter. Chaziyuhu gabay tztaka, and the gabay tztaka saw him. So toshuminei, they quickly ran away from him. Ozil rahat basrayu, he ran after them. Amalehu, and he said to them, Ash Batichu, I'm making you swear, b'may askisu. What are you busy with? What are you collecting for? Not so clear exactly what it means. I'm making you swear. Swear to me. I mean, why did they have to swear to him? What exactly does this mean? Ash Batichu. Amrulei, they said to him, b'yosei miyaseima. We are collecting to marry off a Yasem and a Yasema. Amalehani said them, Avoida, I swear, Shehein Kaidmin Labiti, that they get preference before my own daughter. What did he do? Shakal called the Havi Badei, Viyavu Lahu. He took everything which he had, he gave to them, and Poshlei Chad Zuza. And he left himself one Zuz. The Ein Yaakov asks the following, Abogat the Kaimallah, and the Gemara says in Bam Metzia, Aniye crave ha kaidmin, that the aniyim of your family come before others. So why was he giving his money away? Mikomakim yasim and the yasima, ein mi sheyitrach avuram lehishadol nadunya. Being that yasim and yasima don't have anyone else who can try and raise money for them, avobita yachol hu lehishadol ulharviach mimakim acher. When it comes to his own daughter, he can still go ahead and try and do whatever he can to help, and therefore he held lahalacha that Yosem and Yosemo take precedence. So he had one Zuz left. What did he do with the Zuz? Prashkel Chad Zuz Zavin Bei Chite. He bought a little bit of wheat, of asik, he took it up, Shadia Ba'achlava, and he put it in the storehouse. He put it in his storehouse. Asoy de Vistu, his wife, came home. Amrla Lebrati, she said to her daughter, "My Aisyavocha, what did your father bring from the shuk?" Amrla, she said to her mother, "Kolamad Aisy v'Achlaba Shadisi. Everything which you bought, he chucked in the storehouse. Asya lemiftach bava and the achlava chazis achlava de mal yichite v'kanafik mitzinor de dasha. So she went to try and open the storehouse, and she saw that it was jam packed. It was filled with wheat. Valei miftach bava mechita. It was bursting. Couldn't even open it. Azla brat ilavi medrasha. The daughter went to the base medrash. Umrelei. She said to her father, to Elazar Ish Birsa, come and take a look and see what the one who loves you has done. Amrullah. So once again he said, I swear, meaning this is miraculous, this is Maisa Nisim, says the Ivet, and he didn't want to be Nana from Maisa Nisim. The Mefarshim say when it comes to a tzibur is allowed to be nana for Maisa Nisim. We've seen before the reason why a person is not supposed to be nana for Maisa Nisim is because it might be menakes chuyosav. And we'll see later on a lashon of Rashi as to whether or not it's asid to be nen for mice and nisim, or it's preferable not to be nen for mice and nisim. But he said, you're only allowed to take from this ke echad mi aniyei Yisrael. Rashi says, about 20 lines down, mishum de mice and nisim hu. Here Rashi says, we'll come back to this, the osir la adam li hanis mi mice and nisim. We didn't necessarily see or understand explicitly that it's us that we just said you shouldn't ask for a nace, and if a nace, who says a nace will happen, and if it does happen, it'll be menaka mizchiyosav. Here Rashi uses a lashon of aser, so you can take like a regular anika take, as if you are just taking from public funds, but the rest of it is hekdesh. Reviewed in a seal, Gaza Tanis.
But he should have taken at least the amount that he put aside for his daughter.
That doesn't seem to be. It seemed to be that he gave away to tzedakah. That was that. Now a miracle took place. Now it's considered to be funds of hekdesh, communal funds, funds which he doesn't want to touch, and therefore he will just treat his daughter as a regular aniya, and she can take only that which aniyim take, but no more. Reviewed in a seal, Gaza Tanis. He decreed a tinus. Boy rachmei v'le'asim mitra. He davened and the rain didn't come. Amar kameika mishmul haramasi liyuda ben gamliel. Look at the great difference between gedele Yisrael like Shmuel haramasi. He was able to bring rain. And a simpleton like me, Yehuda ben gamliel. Oylei ledar shekei niska. Oylei lemi she'olse biyamav. Kach. Meaning woe to a generation that stuck with me. And woe to the generation. This is what happens in their days. Chalish Daite, and he had Chalishis Hadas, and the Asa Mitra. And once he had Chalishis Hadas, then the rain came. The Rebbeinu Bachi in Bamidbar says the following, Ha'achno mi'ikri ha'tshuva. If a person becomes humble, that is mi'ikri ha'tshuva, va'oz tfilasi mikubelis, va'kodesh baruch hu chishish al tzarei, umemala she'ilase. Once a person does that, then Hashem listens to his tefillah. V'chin amru razal tainis chavdalad al hatzadik hamitzstayer cholish daiti v'asa mitra, and so on. Or as we're going to see later on, someone who was embarrassed and the matter came. And some say also that's the idea when, let's say, when a tzadik fasts, like they tell stories of the Chavetz Chaim, that he would fast for people and then, you know, Besef Yomov, he told him, I'm sorry, I was, before when I fasted, I was a young man, I'm not able to do that anymore. But what's the idea of fasting? Because now the tzaddik is bitzar, and in that state, when a person is bitzar, and is even more humble, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees bitzar, the tzaddik, and the humility, which comes out even from a tzaddik, who's naturally humble, that is a very powerful tool to evoke Rachmei Shamayim. The Beinisiyah Gazu Taniso. The Nasi's house made a tinus, decreed a tinus of Aloy Oidinu Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. And they didn't inform Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, Lutzafra in the morning, Oidinu, they informed them. So Amar Lei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan Ha Lei Tavilna Alan Miurta. But we were never Makabal this tinus the previous day, as we learned. A person has to be mekabel the tainus the previous day. So either they were saying, and therefore, like, you know, we can't say anenu, we weren't mekabel it, or to the extent that we didn't know about it, maybe other people didn't know about it, and therefore it's not considered to be a proper tainus. And Rabbi Yochanan said, anon basrayu garinen. We are dragged based on the house of the Nasi, and even though we didn't know about it, it still takes effect. The Beinasi Gaza Tanis Holy Asamitra. They made a tainis and the rain didn't come. Tana Lahu Ishaya Zira Dimin Chavraya. So Ishaya, the small Ishaya from Chavraya, said the following. Fazik says, Vahayi Me'eni Ha'eda Nestel Shkaga. It speaks about if the Dayanim make a mistake, Mashal Lakala. Shiva Besavia, this is compared to a Kala when she's in her father's house, calls Mancha in her office. If her eyes are beautiful, Eina Kol Gufa Tzricha Bedika. You don't have to worry about the rest of her. Eina Trutes, some of the gears of her eyes are not so beautiful. There's no Chain in her eyes, which the Mepharshim say that Ikra Chayin is found in the eyes, then Kol Guf Tzricha Bedika, meaning the Eini Ha'eda, they're the ones who are responsible. So this is the Beinistia. They made a decree. There's no rain. Clearly the Beinistia are not able to evoke any Chayin in the eyes of Hashem, and therefore they are to blame. The leaders are at fault. So basically what he was doing is he was saying something bad and negative about about the leaders of the generation. You know, the Meiri writes in Yuma on the Aflamites, he says that the Tzibur should always try and make sure they have a manik who's a chacham, who's chashev, shekol ma'isei hador ve'inyonav nigrorim achar midoisav. K'moisha amru neseches tainas tafchav da'alud. Eini ha'eda and kol kala and so on. Meaning, if the manhigim are good, then the hanhag in the world will be based on their manhigim. So basically, what was Ishaya's Yerim in Chavraya doing? He was insulting the leaders. So asu avdei. So the servants of the Bein Nasi came. V'romali sudru b'tzavore. And they placed a scarf around his neck. V'komit zarulei. And they started to, I don't know, choke him, strangle him, make tzaris for him. So Amru Lahu, they said to them, B'nei Masa, the townsfolk, Shavkei, leave him. The Hanami Mitzarlan, he also says negative things about us. Even the Chazim, the Chomila, L'shem Shemayim, but L'maisa, we see that his intentions are L'shem Shemayim. He's just very blunt. He's very blunt about how he says it. Once we see that what he's doing is L'shem Shemayim, L'yamrelei midi, we leave him alone. Atun nami shavkuhu. Therefore, you should also leave him alone. Rebbe goes to Tanis of Aliyasamitra. Rebbe made a gzeir for Tanis. The rain didn't come. Nochis kamei. So who went down to Davin? Ilfa. Here we had a couple of daf ago with Ilfa and Rebbe Yechanan. Ramila Rebbe Ilfa. Some say it was Rebbe Ilfa. Maybe a different person. Amar Mashav Ruach v'Nashav Ziko. He said Mashav Ruach, and the wind blew. Merid Hageshem. He said Merid Hageshem v'Asamitra, and the rain came. Amar Leiz, the Rebbe said, Mayuvdech, what are your deeds? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what and your tefillah is so strong. Amar Leiz, the Yarna b'Kusta Tchika. I live in a little kfar which is dachuk, which is poor. The less pay Hamel Kiddush of Abdalta. There is no wine for Kiddush and Abdalta. Tarachna. Vasina Hamel Kiddush of Abdalta. Uma Pikna Lahu Yedei Vesayu. So I am Tereach. I go and I make sure that there is enough wine for Kiddush and Abdalta. And I might see them in their Chiyuv. And therefore that is the schus which I have. Rav Ikla Lahu Asro. Rav traveled to a land, Gozat Anisa. He made a tainis v'liyasa mitra, nachas kamei shlicha de tzibura. Someone came and davened for the amid. Amar mashav ruach v'nashav zika. The wind blew. Amar meregashem v'asa mitra. Amar lei, the Rav said, mayu v'dich, tell me about your deeds. Amar lei said to him, mikri dardekiyano. I am a rebbe. U makrino l'bnei aniyo. Kibne Asiri, I teach the poor children, just like the wealthy children. The Choldalei Ashalei, Leisha Klinamine, anyone who's not able to pay tuition, I still teach them. Leisha I don't take anything from them, Leisha Klinamine, Midi. The Isli Peir de Kavri, Rashi says, Mechila Shaldogim, I've got a fish farm. The Chol Amanda Pasha, if a child is not doing well and doesn't want to learn, so I try and bribe him that if you're going to be a good boy and you're going to learn, then you will get a fish. And therefore, this way I'm able to integrate him, I'm able to appease him, added the Asi Vikari, until he gets back into it, until he learns. And this is a Gemara which is quoted many a time by the Mechanchim about the importance of trying to be positive and to encourage a child with positive reinforcement as opposed to negative, and not to ostracize the child, and so on. And you see the tzidkus of this Rebbe. You know, we know that there were some of the great Gedolei Yisrael for periods of their lives were Rebbes. They tell the story about, you know, the way the Magen Avraham was Ola L'Gedula. He was a Rebbe, and teaching a group of boys. And one time the Shach came to town, and the Shach posed the question, and one of the kids went and asked the Rebbe, the Magen Avraham, this question. Magen Avraham gave an answer on the spot. The child went and told the Shach. The Shach was curious to meet this person, and the Shach ended up speaking and learning with the Magen Avraham for hours, and told the town that he should become the Rav. And from there, the Magen Avraham was Eilu L'Gedula. Good. Rav Nachman Gazer Taniso. He made a tainus. The rain didn't come. Omar Shaklua L'Nachman. Take Nachman Chavutu in Gamin Guda La'ara. Chuck him from the wall down to the ground. Meaning, look at me. I'm useless. I'm not able to accomplish. Chalash Daite, and he got upset. V'asa Mitra, once again, when he was in a state of Hachna, he needed that additional state of Hachna to bring about the rain. Now, argues his rabbi, the Mashal, the Mitzvah Eitzan, and others say we must change it to Rava, because here we're going to have the story of whoever this Amora was, that he tried for the rain to come, he tried to make the rain to come, and it didn't happen. And we have Raya's from the Gemara Ma'ed Katan, that Rabba was able to bring about the rain. So they say the Yursa should be Rava. Rava Gaza Tanisa, Play Rachme, Balayasa Mitra. The rain didn't come. So Amrulay, so they said to Rava, the Tzamidim said, I don't understand what's going on. Vaha Ravi Yehuda Gavi Gaza Tanisa Asa Mitra. When Rav Yehuda ordained the Tainis, the rain came. Amalui said to them, Me'evid, what can I tell you? What can I do? Imishim Tanuye, if it's a question of how much we learn, Anon Adifin and Minayu, we're even greater than them. Tebashini, but the Bashanid of Yehuda, and the years of Yehuda, Kol Tanuye, but Ezekin Hava. All they did is they learned Seydin Ezekin. Rashi says, Limudam loy hayagadl elibisaydin Ezekin, that's all they learned. The Anon Kamasin Bishita Sidrin, and we learn all of Shas. The Chihavi Mati Rav Yehuda Boktin, and when Rav Yehuda got to a Shaila in the Dinim of Uktin, which we know Mesech is Uktin, this is a Mishnah Tyrus, but when he got to a Shaila in Uktin, which has to do with a Yad, Hatuma, and a Shemer Latuma, I mean, like the stalk of an apple is the Yad, which is maybe the maybe Tuma, and the Klipa is considered to be the Shemer of the Pri, and it's Nitzar after the Shira. So when he got into a Uktin Sugya, the Chavimata reviewed Abba Uktin, Aisha Shekavesh, Yerek, Bekadera, a woman who's pickling a vegetable in a pot, Barmila Zesim Shekavshin, Betapayan, olives which have been pickled with their leaves, Tahirin, and so on. Omar Havayis, the Rabbi Shmuel, Gachazinanacha, he exclaimed, and he said, wow, this is a Shvera Sugya. We are getting into something which Rav and Shmuel had to delve into. Rashi says, Oimek Godol, V'lei Havin Hirole, it was unclear to him. The Ilu. Yeah, I'm sorry. Kachazin Nehacha, V'anon Kamasnin Be'uktin, Tleisar Misifta, and we have 13 yeshivas where they learn in Yoni Uktin. So, the gamut of in Yoni Torah, which we cover, the breadth is much more. The Ilu Rav Yehuda Gavi Sholachad Mesane, when he would merely take off one single shoe as a sign that he was makabel upon himself some of the Inuyim, and he would take off one shoe, Asamitra. The rain would come, Va'anon, Katzavchinen, Kula Yema, Laleka de Ashkech Bon. We can cry a whole day, and we get no response. So, certainly, as far as the Torah is concerned, we're learning much more. Imishum Ubda, and maybe it's because of our deeds, Iikad Chazu Midi, if anyone has anything negative to say about my actions, Lima. So please come forward and tell me what I'm doing wrong. So, I don't know. As far as learning, we're learning a lot. As far as our actions, I don't think anyone can fault me. Meaning, at times, it's not necessarily the fault of the generation. At times, it's a fault of the It's not a fault of the leaders, it's a fault of the generation. Like we saw when we spoke about Yeshayahu, that even though he was a tzaddik and he made a big mapecha in tshuva, but his generation was not roi lekach, and therefore when Par Nechai came through and he went to battle, he lost because the generation was not roi lekach. Rav Yehuda Chazu Hanu Beitrei Dehavaka Partzi Berifta. Rav Yehuda saw a couple of people who approached him in the area of bread. In the area of bread. Meaning they were mezalzel with lechem. Rashi says, Zorkim Isa ze leze. So there were parts, they were very cow when it came to the halach, as we know, there's various dinim which apply to bread. One of them is you're not supposed to throw bread. So davi kapritzi. Parti berifta, amashna mina ika sava ba'alma. It must be that maybe because they're a little bit too wealthy, a bit too well to do, there's plenty in the world, and they are satiated, and that's why they're mizalzel with bread. So Yohiv Ene, he kind of looked at them with his eye, habikafna, and that caused a famine. The Yaidit says over here, he says, Kalim al yedei shishkiach bekach, shekol mokim shenosnu chachamim einayim, oini, it brings poverty and so on. Veshema bimiskavin osa, maybe he did this on purpose, liyasram, to be miyasadem, shaloyu prutzim, ubayatim tivasa, shal mokim barachu. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Hashem has been so kind to you and has given you so much food, so you should be mezalzel in it. So he looked at them, and that caused a famine.
So don't we see that people sometimes do throw dafka bread to people on the table rather than handing it to them? Is that an inyan, or is that just a misconception?
Well, there is an inyan. On a weekday, you're not supposed to hand bread to someone because it's a siman of avelus. So l'mashal, if Rahman al-Tzlan, a person is sitting shiva, so we know that the first su'uda, the Sudas Havra'a, the neighbors prepare the Suda, and there it says you're supposed to give the bread and place it in the Avel's hand. So you go and you put the bread and you give it to them in their hand. So because that's a Siman of Avelus, so on a weekday you're not supposed to hand bread to someone, but what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put it down. Doesn't necessarily mean that you should throw it. I think I once saw or heard that maybe based on Chassam Sofer for Friday night, those who do have the minhag to like throw on Friday night, I think it's based on Chassam Sofer if I'm not mistaken. But in general, the general rule is one is not supposed to throw. Yes, you're not supposed to pass on a weekday on Shabbos. You can pass a piece of challah to someone directly because there's no avelus on Shabbos. But in general, you're certainly not supposed to throw it. So
I heard throwing the bread is like it should fall like the mon did.
I'm sorry?
It should fall like the mon did.
What does that mean?
That's how you throw it. It falls. Well, why do we cover the bread? The Lecha Mishnah, like the Zechel Amon.
Right.
So it also falls when you pass the challah to someone, so it should fall down.
So you're saying
like the mon fell for people.
So you're saying specifically on Shabbos you're saying
that's why those who throw the bread is like the mon, is what I heard.
Uh-huh.
I haven't anywhere I've seen it.
Okay, interesting. Okay, fine. So Yoiv Ene Havikafra, there was a famine. Amrli Rabban Rav Kahana Breid Rav Nechunya Shame. So the Rabbanan said to Rav Kahana, who was Meshamish Rav Yehuda, and he said, Shami Rav Nechunya Shami, what does the Bach say? Demar Tishchiach Kamei, who would frequent Rav Yehuda, and they am Niasei the Leipuk the Pischa the Samach Lishuka. So kind of do what you can do to make it that he will go out and he will kind of appreciate how bad things are now that he has somehow caused the famine. Let him go out to the opening of the Shuk. Ask even off the shuk. He did so when he went out to the shuk. Chaza knufya, and he saw a great gathering of people. He saw people were gathering. Amar lahu, he said to them, Maihai. He said, what is this all about? Amar leh, he said to him, Akuspa, the Tamri, Taima, the Kamiz Davin. So Rashi says, if you go directly across, down a couple of lines, Akuspa, the Tamri, Al Kli, Mali, Tamarim. For a Kli filled with dates, Ipsela, Shal Tamarim, or the leftover bits of dates. And that's what people are doing over here. And that's what's being sold because there's no food. Amar Shmamina Kafna Ba'alma. I see it's a famine. Amar Leh Lashamei told his servant, Shlevli Misani, remove one of my shoes that I should now be Noyeg Inuyim upon myself. Shalavli Chad Misani Ba'asta Mitra. And the rain came. And this is what the Gemara meant before. The Rav was saying that Rav Yehuda, as soon as he'd remove one shoe, that would cause the rain to come. Ki mata lemishlef achrini, was about to take his second shoe off. Asa Elio, the Amrli Elio came and said, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu ishalf achrina machrivna la'alma. If you take off another shoe, there will be so much rain that it will bring destruction to the world. Amr of Mari Brei de Bas Shmuel. Mari, who was the grandson of Shmuel. Whenever we find this, Rashi often says because Shmuel's daughter, she became impregnated by Nachri, who eventually was Megayer, called Isugura, and therefore they don't mention his father's name, they just mention Rav Mari, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Al Kabanim, what was the Maisa? Amar of Mari Breda by Shmuel, Ana Avi Kaimna Aguda Dinahar Papa. I was by the banks of this particular river when Rav Yehuda did what he did. Chazoi lemalache de idmu lemalchi. I saw malachim who appeared to be like sailors. The kamaisi chala, they were bringing sand. Umalinu laarvi, and they were filling it on the boats. Vavikimcha de smido. And it miraculously became a fine flower. Became kimcha de samida. The Bach says, "Va'asu kuli alma lemizvin minei." Everyone wanted to come and buy from it. Vamina lahu, and I said to them, "Miha leisiz v'nun, don't buy from this. The ma'isin nisim hu, because it is ma'isin nisim." Let's just finish one more line. The macher astian, come tomorrow. Asin Arve, Techiti, the Parzina. Tomorrow there will be a ship coming from Parzina, and it will be regular flour, and that's what you should buy. So, number one, if people were not going to be nana from this, so what was the point of the miracle? So some say, it's like a pas pasale. At least you knew that there was flour there if you really needed, so people already would feel a bit better. Number two, the Rashi says over here, Amar lahu ma'isa nisim, on that 6-7 lines on the right hand column, bottom of it, before the end, ma'isa nisim, v'kama de'av shel hisrachek mi ma'isa nisim yoser toi v'nochon. As much as possible, if you can avoid being nana from ma'isa nisim, that is what you should do. You should avoid it. So the let me just find it over here. The mitzvah says he says mashma di isura lecha. There is no isur to be nana the kasha the leal pirsh Rashi the asuli honest from ma'isanisim. Before Rashi said it's asur to be nana from ma'isanisim mishum de menakin loy mischiyosov. So there he said it's asur. Here he said it's better not to. So he says v'yishlem adainu dafke v'yachit. The menakin, avol betzibur, the a menakin, shapradami lahanis. So there's no iser as such for a tzibur. They will not be menakin as chuyos of the tzibur. For a yachid, that is when we say it's also to be nana from it. Fine.
Don't we say that b'chol yom tomin masay bereishis?
I'm sorry. And for what?
Let me say b'chol yom tomin masay bereishis.
Correct.
All of Terence is miraculous.
Correct. Certainly it is miraculous, but nevertheless it is perceived to us as Teva, as Minhage Shalolam. The Gemara is going to tell us in a minute. The Gemara is going to tell us about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And there are going to be some Mefarshim who actually will say that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was Nana from Maisa Nisim. And some say, because Eitzel, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Teva, and Lamalam and Ateva were literally one, even in the perception of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, there was no difference at all. The Gemara is going to tell us miraculous stories about him and the famous story with his daughter, with the chometz and the shaman and so on. So some say, I believe it's the Ben Yoyada, that for him, he was allowed to be Nana from Maisa Nisim because it was perceived one and the same. But for all of us, and for anyone who says, wow, that's quite something, that's amazing, that was a miracle, so we are not to be Nana from that. But you're right, everything is in a Hanami. Okay, Rava Ikla leHegronia. Rava traveled to Hegronia. Gaza Tanisa Valiyasa Mitra. The rain didn't come. Omar lahu bisa kuli alma batani saichu. Remember, we saw that the word bas means a lashon of lina. Let everyone go to sleep tonight in a state of tinus. Everyone should go to sleep in a state of tinus. And lamach omar lahu. The following day he said to them, anyone who had an interesting dream which is relevant to our state should tell me. So Amar Lei, I had a dream, and this is what they said. Shalom Tov, Larav Tov, Miribain Tov, Dimituve Metiv Laame. So, you know, Shalom Tov to the Rav Tov, meaning you Rava, from the Ribayin Tov, from the good master, from Hashem, to Mituve, from his goodness, Metiv La'alma. He would like, and he plans on being Metiv, on doing goodness to the world. So Omar, as Rava said, Shnamina, Eis Rotzenu. So Rava said, it must be that it is a very auspicious time. It is an Eis Rotzen, and it's a time to daven. And therefore, let's do it. Let us all down. Just 1 second. Yeah, he said, and therefore we should daven. And the rain fell. The Ibn Yaakov says, I'm sorry, is this the one I wanted? Yeah. I think one of the Mepharshim speaks about over here, why are we being mischashiv with chalemos? Usually we say divrei chalemos lemailin v'le meridin. Anyway, how gavra da istechayiv nagda bebedin de Rava. There was an individual who was mechuyiv malchus in Rava's bezdin mishum de boil kusis, because he had relations with a kusis. We know many times when the Gemara says kusis, really it means nachris, just a non-Jewish woman, and it was changed because of the censors. So he had relations with a kusis, Nagri Rava. So Rava gave him lashes. Umes, and he died. Now we know that whenever Bezdin would give Malchus, they would do an umdana. They would do an umid. They would do an assessment to see how many Malchus he was able to withstand. And clearly a mistake was done, and the fellow died. Ishtam emilsa beishvul malka. So the local malchus heard about what happened. Bo litsa urei l'rava. And this was done under the watch, under the auspices of Rava. And therefore they wanted to cause problems for Rava. Bo litsa urei l'rava. Amrelei ifrahurmez imi de shvul malka. So the mother of shvul malka, Lebra, said to her son, shvul malka, don't start up with the Yidden. The Holman, the Boyim, the Morai, whatever they ask from their master, Yoyevlo, he gives to them. Amalah, he said to her, Mayhi, what are you referring to? Bo and Rachmei, Vasamitra, they ask for Rachmanis, and the rain comes. Amalah, who mishun the Zimna, the Mitra, maybe that's just because it's the rainy season. Let them go and ask the rain in the middle of Tammuz, and then I'll be impressed if the rain comes. So Shalchalei l'Rava. So the mother of Shlomalka sent a message to Rava. If you look at Rashi in the top line of the left hand column, Shalchalei l'Rava, the Rachma lei l'Rava. She liked Rava. She was friendly with Rava, and she said to him, Kavein daitcha, uboy rachme. Interesting. Have kavon in your tefillah, and ask for rachamim, the lazy mitra, the rain should come. Boy rachme, hidamen v'loyasi mitra. And the rain didn't come. Amr l'panem, ribayne shalaylam, elikim bazneinu shamanu. We heard with our ears, avisena sipulanu, poyo pa'alta bimeyem bimey kedem. We've heard about the incredible miracles which you did in previous deris. V'anu be'eninu le'ra'inu. We've never experienced these miracles. And now there are these issues and the problems, and I stand to get in trouble. Asamitra. The rain came at the Shafiq Marzid the Tzipari Ladiklis until it went all the way down into the river of the Chidaka. Asavua, Rava's father, came, Ischazile Bechelma, and appeared to Rava in a dream. Ischazile Bechelma. Are you being Matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much to bring rain? So Rava's father gave Rava a piece of advice. And he said to him, Shanei Duchtich, don't sleep in your bed tonight. Change your location, change where you sleep. Shanei Duchtich, he changed his location. L'macha Ashtichei, Mirshim Purai B'sakini. And the next day he saw that there were knife marks in his bed where he would have slept. Rashi says, 5-6 lines down, Shani mitascha, al tishka b'mitascha alayla, don't sleep in your bed tonight. B'sakine shiratzu shedim lahargoy, v'chotchoy es mitasoy. And so on. The Mashal says, very interesting, he says, Nira, ki hamazikin shiniten lehem rashus lahazik. When a mashkas has the ability to be mazik, miyachtim lehem mokim hezekon, the ein lehem rashus lahazik b'mokim acher. Meaning you are allowed to go and be mazik in this place, but not in the other place. Because otherwise, malihacha malihasam. It's interesting, the Gemara says, malach hamovis malihacha malihasam. But a regular mazik and a regular and a good old fashioned shade, they only have the ability to be mazik in one particular place, says the Marshal, and that's what Rava's father was telling him to do. Rapapa Gazer Tanisa. And once again, late Asamitra. We see again and again the difference between the earlier generations and the later ones. Chalashlibe, he was upset. I'm sorry, Chalashlibe, he became weak. Sharaf Pincha de Daisa. So he had Sharaf, as in he swallowed Pincha de Daisa, a certain amount of Daisa, like porridge. Uboy Rach, Mevele Asamitra, and still it didn't come. Amar Lei Rav Nachman, Bar Ushpazdi. Isharev Mar Pincha Achrita de Daisa Asamitra. Maybe if you have another spoonful of porridge, maybe then it'll come. Which Pashup Shat, Mepharshim say, he was coming to say, well, you know, you're having some food, and you're expecting it to come, maybe you have another spoonful, and it will come. Cholish Gaiti became embarrassed, and because he became embarrassed, so the rain came. As we've seen, either because a person feels miyush, a person feels embarrassed, all these things are catalysts for the rain to come. Rav Chanina ben Daisa, havei ka'ozel v'orach, he was traveling, asa mitra, and it started to rain. Amar l'panav ribayne shalolam kolam kvodi benachas, Rav Chanina b'tzar, the ganze welt is at home, and they are benachas, and I'm traveling, and I'm getting caught in the rain. Pasuk mitra, the rain stopped. And he must lebeis, and when he reached his home, Amar l'panav ribayne shalolam kolam kvodi b'tzar. Now everyone is b'tzar, they have fields, and there's no rain. And for me, I don't care enough fields anyway, so for me it's good. Also, Mitra, the rain came. Rabbi Yosef exclaimed and said, Maya Hanya Layet Slesa to Ken Godel, Legabi, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. What good is the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol when you have people like Rav Chaim ben Deisa around? Rashi says, about 15 lines on the bottom, May hanyalei tzlisa to Kohen Gadol kishayim ispalol tefillah katzara b'yamikipurim shayayimer al yikonis lefanecha tefillahs evri drachim. I mean, don't listen to the tefillah of the Ivory Drachim. He is able to to nullify and negate the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. Shavapikin Shamakadish Baruch Hu tefillah say Basik Mitra, the rain stopped. The snan, because we learned the new ma, Ayim espal tefillah kitzarud of Ezechitzim, he would have in a short tefillah. My Masli, what did he say? Ravim bar Adah. It should be full of rain, it should be hot. Obviously, is that a good thing? So if it's very hot, then that can cause that can be difficult for the crops. So Ella in Shuna, if it's hot, take a shuma, at least it should be rain. Geshuma matur, there should be shade. They should not cease to be a shalit from the house of Yehuda. They shouldn't need to take the staka, and they shouldn't need to be in a spinus from one another. Or from other nations, there should be wealth and prosperity, and so on. Every single day, a bas kol goes out and says, and the following: the whole world is sustained because of Chanina and the merit of Chanina, my son. The Chanina bini dayoi b'kav charul v'miyar Shabbos lev Shabbos. So, a couple of things. Number one, when it says Basco, there is a deal in Rishonim and in Rishalmi as to what exactly a Basco is. There is a thesis in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph where thesis says, "Yesh emim shloim hayushenim koil hayetzi min hashemayim." They didn't hear a voice from Shemayim as such. Ela mitoich oisei koil yetzi koil acher. From that sound, another sound came out. You hit something with strength, and you hear another sound, which goes out to a distance, like an echo. That's why it's called a bas kol. It is, the Rosh says, so it's not the type of thing which everyone hears. It's, you know, if you are a person of caliber, a Baal Madrega, then you will hear this Baskel. Mevarshim also medayik that when Parnasa comes down to the world, just like by Yosef HaTzadik in these parashas which we're in right now, you know, he is the tzinar, you know, he is the conduit, he is the pipeline, he is the mashbir for Mizanis to come. So that's near Miskamah when it says Kol Olam Kolonizan Bishvil Chanina Bnei, like in the path, right in the pipeline, in the tzinar of Chanina, all of the Mizanis comes down in his shvil. But it's sufficient for him to have a not particularly appetizing food, a bit of carobs, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Having Regila de Visu, the Michmi Tanura, Kol Mali de Shabso. Shadia Akhtarta. So his wife used to heat up the oven on an Erev Shabbos, and she would put something in the oven which would cause smoke to come out of the chimney. Why? Mishum kisufa. Out of embarrassment, says Rashi, Shahayu Shchinei Seha Ifis Islachavet Shabbos, the Eda Isaklum. She didn't have bread. Oh, she wasn't able to bake bread at the Kavet Shabbos. So, in order not to be embarrassed, she would put something else in the oven, which would cause smoke to come out. Havilah hach shibavta bishta. There was a bad neighbor. Amra, she said, Michti, yodana de leslu b'le midi. I know that the rabbi and Rebbetzin and Chanina don't have anything in their house. Mike Uliai, what you doing? What's coming out of her chimney? Ozla, Tarfa, Bava. She went and she knocked on the door. Ichsefa. Chanina's wife was embarrassed. Va'ayla le'indrunya. She went into a room. Is'avid la'nisa, anez the place. The chazi le'tanura, mole lachma. Was filled with, the oven was filled with lechem. Va'agla ma'wa delisha. And there was more in the trough, you know, in the bowl, where they would knead. So there was challah everywhere. Amrullah, so she said, Amrullah Panisa, she said, Mrs., I see Masa, the Kacharech Lachmech. Quickly bring a keli to remove the challahs from the oven. Amrullah, she said to her, Af ana lahachi aile. She said, yeah, that's exactly where I was going. I was going to get something from the other room. Tana just finished, Tana Afhi. Lahavi Merida Nechesa Emneishim Milomedes Venisim. She actually went to get this kind of spatula with which she would use to take the challahs out of the oven. She was accustomed to miracles, and therefore she knew that something would happen. The Yavit says over here, the Yavit says, it could be, he says, maybe she had a little bit of a flour. Maybe Rebbetzin Chanina had a little bit of flour, bekad, ke'ein mashis the betzarfis, the chein the aishis uvadio, the hoisen neis nasi betano, she had a tiny bit, but oifin shahaya makim lebracha lacholalav, and therefore it was possible for the bracha to be chal on it, the chi haigav ne mutali haneis mimenu, kibesha kasiv, so he says it could mean the Yavetz is bothered. Well, you know, why is it that they would be Nana from the Maisanisim otherwise? Again, we mentioned some say no. For people like Rav Chanina ben Deisa, that Nes and Teva was literally one and the same. There's no Nikoy Zchuyos from that. We're going to see later on the Gemara, it's going to be very difficult to say that pshat. And that's why the Yavetz is saying what he's saying, that maybe there was a little bit there, and that's the reason why perhaps you could be Nana. And he says that this is maybe also going to be the pshat in the Gemara with Reb Chanina ben Deisa's daughter, who mistakenly filled up the Neiris with vinegar. And then he said, Misha Amar L'Shem and V'Yidleik, Liyay Malachimitz V'Yidleik. He says a similar thing, the Chinadar V'Chimitz, the Besamach Shayim Mutarin. Because it's also, there was at least something in the world. There was something with the bracha to be chal on, even though it was a different metzias, and so on. And the Chidah writes, b'shem other earlier sources, that in that Gemara, meaning that they didn't daven for a nace to change the vinegar to oil, that would have been a much greater nace. To keep things the way they are, and just daven that things should take effect and things should light. But that is what she did. And she was Milamadis Venisim. There is another discussion here in the Mefarshim as to maybe the reason why the Gemara brings this price of Tana Afhi Lahavi Merida Nichnasa Ibnation Milamadis Venisim is coming to answer a question as to otherwise, was it right, was it permitted for Reb Chanina ben Deisa's wife to lie and say, "Oh yeah, I was just going into the room to get a ladle, to get a spatula to remove the to remove the chalas." No, you weren't. You went in there because you're embarrassed. The answer is yes, she was embarrassed, but she knew therefore that because of her embarrassment, Hashem would make a miracle, and therefore when she went into the room, she thought it was going into the room because she knew that Hashem would make a miracle, and that's why the Gemara is bringing this brisa. She wasn't lying, but she was Milumedes Benisim, and she knew that's what would happen. Now, let's just finish. Amrulay Divistil. And Amos Nazel Minitzar Gulihaya. So she said to Reb Chanina, how much longer can we endure this? Amrulay said, my net, and what can we do? And by Rachmei, Denez Filachmidi, maybe we'll daven to give something for you. To give you something. Boy, Rachmei, Yotasa, Kamin Pisas Yad, a golden hand, Taviochel seemed to come out of Shemayim, and gave them one leg, one golden leg of a table. one leg from a table. Some of the girsa of mitivusa the gniza la tzadikin alma da'asi. And it was clear that this is something from Schar of Olam Haba. So Chazi b'chalma, he saw in a dream, Asidi tzadiki de'afi aksura de'dava de'isli tlas kari. He saw in a dream that the tzadikim master lover are going to eat on a table with three legs, with three golden legs. Some say this is a remiss to the obvious. The Mashal says these three legs are meramis to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, with which the world stands on. And you, the tzadikim, have been engaged in these three activities. And therefore you're going to partake in a table with three legs. V'at Echeles Abseru de Treikari. And you're going to only eat in a table which has two legs. So Amar Lai said to Nichalach, the Mechal Akli Kuli Alma, Absur de Mishlam, Anon Absura de Mechaser. Are you happy that everyone's going to be eating on a table with three legs? Are we going to have two legs? Again, the Mashal says, because the leg of Avodah, Avodah Zu Tefillah, we davened, and Hashem answered our Tefillah, and we got some reward in this world, in which case we're not going to have it in the next world. Do you want that? Amrlei, Amei Neved, what can we do? Boy Rachmei, we should daven in the Nishkalinu Minach. Boy Rachmei, he davened the Vishaklu, and it was removed. Tana, we learned in Hebraisa, Godol, Hoya Nes, Achron Yos, Minarishan, the second Ace was greater than the first. In general, the general protocol is Shemayim gives, but Shemayim does not take. If something was given, it's not going to be taken. And also the necessity of a nes, it wasn't as necessary. I mean, it was there, it's just that they didn't want to be nana from it, so they took it back. So the second nes was greater than the first. Finally, Chad Shimsho, one Erev Shabbos, Chazia Labrate, Tehavas Atziva, he saw that his daughter was upset. Amra Biti Lemay Atzivas, why upset? Amra Lei Kli Shel Chemetz Neschalach Li V'Kli Shel Shemen. I mistakenly put, perhaps as I purchased, that's all I have, the kids, I filled up the Neiris with vinegar instead of oil. V'Hilakti Mimenu, V'hidlakti mimenu or l'shabbos. Amar la biti mai ich paslach. What do you care? Misham l'shemen v'yidlaik. Hu yeim l'chemetz v'yidlaik. The one who causes oil to burn is the same one who can cause vinegar to burn, and it will do so. Tana hayadolik v'hidlach kolayim kolay ad shivim mimenu or l'habdala. Continue to burn the entire Shabbos until they brought or l'habdala. And like we said, like the Mefarshim say, when it comes to Reb Chaim ben Doisa, there is no difference, even in perception, between Nes and Teva. It's one and the same. It's a different story. And as the Yavid says, the reason why they were allowed to be Nana, because there at least was something in the world with which the Nes to be Chal on, and therefore that's not considered to be a problem of someone being Nana from Maisa Nisim. Okay, we will go in here.
Go ahead.
Just go ahead, everyone.